Oh, there you go.
Yes, back in action once again. God, I tell you something, these roll around fierce quick.
Fierce quick they do, yeah.
This week hasn't been bad. That's it.
It caught us out, so it feels like it's rolled around in no time.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, that we sort of, when we're doing it last week, it was like, we had to keep putting things off because we were busy. And then last week was like, oh, the fuck's right, this week's never coming out. You know the way you get like that? You're like, oh, I know. Yeah. You know, especially when you're our age. I like to do things a certain day at a certain time, and that, the changes, that ruins everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
You know the way people complain at the moment, right? Because of all the stuff that's going on, people complain of boredom.
Yeah.
Like, people are bored all the time.
Nothing to do, nowhere to go, place their clothes, can't do anything,
blah, 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 right? So you have all these people and they're saying they're bored, right? And then somebody says to them, would you do the thing for... Oh, for fuck's sake, Jesus Christ, I can't get a minute.
Jesus, I said I'm bored. Not wanting to die.
It's amazing, I mean, I would do that. I would say, yeah, no, I've nothing to do, I'm bored, there's nowhere to go, whatever, whatever, you know. But yeah. And Yvonne turned around and said to me, listen, well, you wouldn't take down that curtain rail. And, oh, Jesus, I tell you something. Can a man not get a minute's peace? No, I've done a day's work too, you know.
You're like, you and that fucking curtain rail. Literally every year you bring up this fucking curtain. I'd fucking do it. Someday I'll do it, right? Not when I'm bored. Not when you're here. I'm working up
what,
to it.
What is that? Do you know what it's like as well? Do you know what it's like as well? It's like when, you know, when somebody said to you when you were a kid, right? You come in and you go, I'm starving. You know what I mean? I was just getting a fun size. Don't have an apple. Oh,
I said I'm starving, not dying. I'm starving. I want something nice.
An apple. What the? You know? Or somebody said, "Well, would you eat vegetables now? Are you that hungry? Don't be ridiculous.
It's not that fucking dying.
I want a biscuit. Give us a biscuit and a can of Coke.
Give us that Jimmy Dodgers.
Yeah.
No, you go mad. Yeah, well, that's how hungry I am. I'm no more likely to eat this bleed vegetables than he is.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't it weird, you know, what you say and what you... Well, like, you say you're starving. What you mean is, I fancy a biscuit or I fancy a bar of chocolate or a bag of crisps.
I know, yeah.
Not as in, like, you know, yeah. I'm dying.
I'm starving. Like, I've no nutrition in my body. You know, because it's a human natural tendency to exaggerate all things. You know what I mean? I'm the worst for it. I get caught pulled up on it all the time here. I say every... Unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Isn't this... What? Oh my God, that is fucking unbelievable. And like, it's something like, you know, a fella scores a goal in the 91st minute. Like, it's not unbelievable. Like,
It's actually part of the game.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, within the allotted time slot, somebody scored. It's sport. Goals happen. But I'm like, fucking, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And then, but like, I've never seen something actually. The day I see you come in here and you go, watch this, and you eat your own head. I go, that was fucking unbelievable. Yeah.
That's the very time when you wouldn't even exaggerate. You'd actually be kind of, you'd like, now that was, in fairness, unbelievable.
Yeah, you would go, yeah. And I wouldn't be that enthusiastic about it. Yeah. You'd be like, oh my God, he had his own head. His mouth was still moving and he was picking bits of his head and pulling it in. It was unbelievable. I'd be distressed if something was unbelievable.
Because that's the other thing. It's the level of exaggeration.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you say, like, I know it even about myself. We'll be talking, we'll be having a conversation, and I'll be saying to you, I tell you, man, it was the worst thing I have ever seen.
In my life.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. And then the following week, I'll be in here telling you about something else, and I'll be saying to you, I'll tell you something, it was unbelievable. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I went into the Jacks and someone was after having a shite, right? And I breathed in this air and I honestly thought I was going to die. My lungs turned over in my body and my knees went weak and everything. And it was that bad that I was there. What really happened in real life? Oh, that's fucking disgusting. You know, you're trying to get the point across. It's like when you tell somebody to do something that's literally impossible as well. I turned around and was just sticking up your hole. Like, what do you mean? Has anyone ever, in the literal sense, see that phone there, shoving up your hole?
Hold on, I'm going
to fucking work this out. Now, that'd be unbelievable. If I told him to stick his phone up his hole, what did he do? He fucking did it. Unbelievable.
And to be honest with you, again, as with many of the things we end up talking about on this show, is there is a lad element to that.
Yeah.
Classic situation of that is lads in a boozer or any lads get together or anything, you know, and they start having a conversation. And whatever the truth is, it's magnified like 10 times. And the level of exaggeration, you know, I'm not fucking joking. He must have jumped about 150 feet in the
easy.
Air.
Easy, it was unbelievable.
I'd
yeah.
say it must have been that.
Yeah.
Sorry, 150
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, like, you know, just
yeah,
have a
honest
car,
to God, I swear
that.
To God, he must have jumped when he saw it. I'd say, and he it must have been, geez, he was, oh my God, I tell you.
Yeah. Do you ever see then how lads de-exaggerate a situation if they're in trouble?
Yeah.
So it goes the complete other way. So a lad gets into a fight, you two of us get into a huge fight, and it's a blaring row, right?
Yeah.
Blazing row. Fuck off, you and you bollocks. I never said that, you fucking bastard. You with your fucking ears on your head walking in here hearing what you want, you shite bucket of a bastard. You know all this, right? And then someone says, what happened, right? And I go, right, is it... Jim came in and he was all abusive. And I just turned around and I says, well, I don't know what your problem is, but can you take a step back, please? And he starts going, you go fill up a bucket with your fucking fat head, you wanker mouth bastard, Gallagher. And I says, oh, Jim, I don't like the language you're using. I said, that's
yeah.
what I said.
Yeah.
And he just, I don't know what.
To be honest with you, I just ignored him. Really.
Yeah, I more or less just ignored him. I mean, I reacted to him and I'm sorry I did, but I yeah. wasn't half on yeah. the scale that
I
he
said,
was.
I said to him, I said, Jim, you might want to just calm down and think about what you're saying.
Yeah, when he says, I'd rather have leprosy
when
than your friendship.
When the actual truth was.
And yeah, you're going, what's wrong with you coming? Fuck off! Go away, you fucking smelly bollocks! Who asked you? You know, you're playing it down completely. Like,
oh,
try
yeah.
and play down the overreaction so much. Yeah. So,
that is yeah, when you want to put yourself in a good light.
Oh, yeah, then you underplay.
Did you do anything to provoke him? Not at all.
I barely.
I mean, to be honest with you, I can't even remember. It was so small.
I actually really? Remember taking off my shoes and socks so I wouldn't make noise on the floor to bother him. That's what I remember. In fact, I do it every morning. He denies it now, but I did it every morning. And now he's off on one saying, "Oh, no, he's a terrible human being and all." Yeah,
yeah
unbelievable. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Playing it down then. So yeah. No, it's all extremes. I'm extremely calming this situation down. To its most basic, or else it's you won't believe what happened. And then I'd be going, I just said this, and you know what he said? He said, "Fuck!" There's flames coming out of his ears. Yeah, he then pissed himself in rage.
That's the other one that lads will go for that all the
oh,
time,
yeah.
And they don't even see the irony in it, or they don't see the. They'll say, "Literally, I swear to God, the colour came up in his face. His blood was boiling.
Oh yeah,
and I swear to God, there was steam coming out of him and everything.
And he was started going like that. Like he
really,
was kind of,
there was steam
started leaning
out.
For me with his fist closed, like he was going to give me a dig in their noggin and all. And oh, it was terrifying. Yeah. I was actually frightened for my life. That's the other one. I was frightened for my life. I thought he was going to kill me on the spot. I thought I was going to be murdered. I thought, so who's going to call the guards? They're going to find me body in the skip behind Tesco's in Fibsborough. He's that angry. That's how scared I was of the behaviour of him.
Yeah. It's brilliant as well, the stuff that can start rows like that.
Oh,
fantastic. Yeah. Like the classic one is that thing where, you know, say you'd use headphones a lot, wouldn't you?
All the time.
Right,
yeah.
So you'd have headphones on your laptop and doing all your stuff, right? And there's somebody come to the door or the phone or something, yeah, right? And somebody else who's in the house.
And they're listening to the door. And you're sitting beside them with the headphones.
Right? Yeah, and then they come down. But now, they don't think, oh, well, that's why PJ didn't hear it, because he has his headphones in. Yeah. I'll get it.
Here.
Yeah, they don't think that. They go over and go, I'll fucking get it, will I? You wouldn't answer the phone, no? And they're shouting at you with headphones on. And then you take the headphones off going, what the fucking hell is your problem?
I am only shouting at you for the last half hour, you fucking deaf bastard, you. What? Ah, shut your hole! I get the door myself, will I? Well, okay. If you heard it ring. Ah, yeah, fucking go on. So why else you shoved them up your hole? What happened?
But it's like, nobody, that's the best part of it, is everything that resembles logic goes out the window
when you're
nobody
alive.
Ever stops and thinks, right, well, what's the actual facts here? He couldn't hear what was going on, right? It's a bit of an inconvenience.
It's not a big deal.
What do you do?
I was kind of in the middle of something, but maybe I'll just say, listen, then.
Yeah. Well, but it's literally like, even though you had your headphones on or whatever you were doing,
you were
distracted.
Minding your business.
It was still your fault.
Staying out of someone else's way, and you're in trouble then because you achieved it.
Yeah, man.
The madness of it all. It's one of those can't win situations. If someone's angry at you, you can't win. There's nothing you can do to stand. That's why you just shut up. And even when you shut up, it's like, so that's it, is it?
Yeah.
You're just going to stare at them all.
Yeah. Nothing to say for yourself. No, nothing. Oh, that's typically you. Nothing to say.
What can you say that'll make you happy? Oh, there you are. Just for me. No opinion.
Oh, yeah. You just want to brush it under the carpet.
Yeah, like,
what can make me happy?
I'm leaving. Yeah, walk away. Or keep walking. That'll be you, all right. Okay, I'll come back in. Oh, here he is. Yeah. Get the fuck out of the house. can't win. Can't win. Oh. And then, of course, this is my version of a playing it down, whereas what happened was, well, what do you want me to do? Every single thing on the air will be whole.
That's
what
the
do
thing.
You want me to do?
That's
you
know, the, that's the thing. That would be fantastic to see. If you saw two sides, separately saw two sides of an argument, their version of what happened, their version of what happened, it would be literally, you'd think you were... That the two, they were in totally different arguments.
Totally different stories. If you watched it and then listened to the testimony of it afterwards.
Yeah, their version, one version is like, all I did was I said, what do you fancy for dinner? Whereas in the actual version, it was like, I'll make it, will I? I'll make it, because you don't fucking do anything. You'll never lift a finger. I'll make it again, will I? Will I? Suppose you, what do you want? Oh, fucking steak, is it?
If you did make it, it'd be shite. Oh my God. Yeah, I know. There's no win situation. Anger's an amazing beast. Like, it's amazing because you can only see things. It's such a tubular. You can literally only see your point of view when you're angry.
Yeah.
That's why it is better to say nothing until the another time.
And that's why, as well, that's the other thing that everybody does is it gets to a point, right? Whatever started to annoy you, right? It gets to a point in a row where that's gone and all it's about is trying to win.
Trying to win
so
the fight,
literally, you started off talking about the fact that there's no jam left.
Yeah.
And you end up in a thing where your mother never liked me.
That's it, yeah. It's always the same. I know what this is about. I know what this is really about.
Yeah.
It's about me not putting up that shitty picture your ma gave us over the fire. To keep her happy.
Yeah. What started off as kind of like, is there no jam? No. It turns into like, literally.
Then like 25 years of fucking mouldering lavic anger comes oozing out and it starts to be about stuff that has nothing to do with that. You know the way the dog was sick in 1988? That was your fault! You gave him an onion this sandwich, I told you he was allergic! Ah, you bastard! It was just anything. It was just a rage. Rage. I think that's why, you know the way for some reason, I don't know what it is, like the person you love the most in the world would be your parents, your ma, your dad. But you never get angry at anyone else quicker than your ma, your dad. I don't know what it is. It's like a trigger.
Right.
I have that anyway. It's like a trigger. Yeah, yeah. I love me ma and everything. But she can say that. You sure you're doing all right? Oh, my God. It looks like you're doing all right.
Like, what, this what is her saying to you, it looks like you're doing all right.
Are you sure you're doing the computering right? What do you know about any of this? This is making some very peculiar sounds, the computer thing that you're doing over there in the corner. Like, I'm fucking all right. Now make sure you don't put your bank details into anybody there. They're going, I'm on fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just don't put your bank. I heard a story there about the man who put his banking details onto a twat machine and they stole all his money and then he came home one day and there was another man living in his bed. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? Just leave me alone for fuck's sake, I'm trying to do something here. And it's their care that kills you. That's the point. She's only trying to look after me.
Exactly.
To make sure I'm all right and that I don't do anything stupid. But she's there. Oh, I was watching. Daddy O'Shea said there that there was a man in Cavan and he was on the computering. And, you know,
it's like the people who always want to give you the one piece of information that they know about what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it's got nothing totally unrelated like that. Like, you could be literally playing a video game,
and she'd come along
and say, "You're not putting your bank details in, eh?"
No, why am I putting my bank details?
I'm playing fucking FIFA.
Yeah, why am I going to put my bank details at the fucking Manchester United on FIFA? Not happening. I just don't know.
I believe that the computering, you can lose all your money.
I'm just saying, if a man rings you and he sounds like he's from another country and he's asked for bank details, it's probably best not to trust him. He disguises himself as princes and oh my God.
I do.
And then he said, "Will you leave me alone there for the minute?" Just for, and he said, "Oh, yeah, sure, nothing I say is right. I'm always wrong. I'll be terrible. Yeah, I'll be a long time fucking dead. Yeah, you know what you're thinking now? Oh, no, I wish that hell bitch was here now to breed over me, giving me advice about life. Oh, that's what you'd be thinking. You're like, oh my God. I'm so sorry. I feel so guilty."
There is one thing as well, though, that anger with a person is one thing, right?
Yeah.
And you have that, and it's terrible. But when you get anger from something that's an inanimate object, I mean, anger with a machine is a very unique level of anger.
I remember
my dad used to talk to the radiators.
He talked to the radiator. Yeah.
So it's like me with keyboards. You know the keyboard you have in that studio?
Yeah.
In there. When I use that, if I'm setting that up in the morning or whatever, and you're putting in the password, I don't know what it is about that keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
All the passwords and everything else, absolutely fine. I'm putting it in there. Put it in. Comes up wrong. The big X on it.
Oh, Jesus,
I literally do it every... wrong. And then I get to the stage, right, where instead of just pressing the keys, it's like...
Yeah, hammer. Yeah, take that.
Like it makes a blind
bit of... Like the computer's going, like sorry.
Like it's punishment for the... Like the computer's going, oh, judge, yeah, I'll do it now.
Hey, good on, sorry. I was only having a laugh. And when you walk over there, you know what I mean?
And if it does, if something goes wrong, you never think, God, I wonder what I did there now. Because, like, that's obviously, a machine that's built on logic. It has, you know, it's literally circuitry is logic-based. So I must have done something wrong. No, not at all. Fucking machine!
Yeah, because anger tells you you're right. Anger's such a liar. No, it's not me that's wrong. It's this fucking machine!
It's like the time when you threw the thing down the stairs.
Oh, the fever, yeah, the PlayStation threw down the stairs, yeah.
And it ended up in the wall.
It went into the wall. I was like, oh, Jesus. And the immediate instant regret. You're like, I can't believe it.
To be honest with you, hard to believe, but that comes a pale second to when you threw the laptop out into the garden.
Into the rain. I fucked it out the back door, into the rain. I just fucking picked it up. I would try those on real silence. I just went, right, picked it up and just walked it. Went, fuck it! Closed the door and I was looking at it sitting in the rain. And just sitting especially, there, ignorance.
Especially when Elaine turned around and went, that'll probably help always.
Yeah, she was there, that'll help now. That was a great idea, yeah. That'll work now, that was brilliant. That solved the problem, didn't it? That's everything. Yeah, that's fucking great. Whatever you were doing, it's better now. You know, I was like, oh man. My God. Yeah, and then and I left it there for 3 days out of stubbornness. And it still worked. Still wouldn't do the one fucking thing I wanted it to, but it still turned on.
So then you threw it back out again.
Yeah, fucking yoke.
You can have another 3 days in the garden. Yeah.
I come back in. When you've decided to use internet banking properly.
I just realised all this slagging about machines. I bet you this podcast won't even come out. So it won't work.
Imagine the next podcast will be, what the fuck did you? I told you to press play, you pick shit.